All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, "You will own nothing and you will love it." And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history. We're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready-Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it, Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
Mountain State Survival covers your basis for your planning, prepping, evacuation, bugging in, or bugging out needs. They carry anything from educational material, camping supplies, emergency services supplies, food, first aid, survival kit and equipment, shooting gear, survival gear, tactical gear. They carry it all. They got it in stock. Give Mountain State Survival a ring. That's mountain-state-survival.com. Get this type of supplies while you still can. 304-517-6935. Mountain State Survival is one of the only places that I know of currently that is still carrying the delicious Peak Refuel meal that is ready to eat. It's personally the only thing that I eat at this point whenever I go out camping, whenever we have any type of emergency or disaster situation. That is the meal that I stick with, and you can find that at mountain-state-survival.com. Use Wrecker5 for a 5% discount on your overall purchase. That's Rekkr5, mountain-state-survival.com.
This show on the Heroes Nation app. Heroes Nation is the Heroes Nation app you can download in the App Store. It's up and coming. They got a lot of cool information on there. That is the main backup site so far for the American Vindicta show. We'll also have some stuff on there that won't be on YouTube. It won't be on Rumble. It'll either be only on the GSRadio.net, who is the host of the American Vindicta show, or it will only be an exclusive for Heroes Nation. And with that, I mean, you know, stuff that we're doing with the cave exploration, with the archaeological stuff. I'm going to start getting into a lot of paranormal talks and, you know, coming at that from my law enforcement and Christian perspective, and be having guests on, and that will be exclusive to Heroes Nation. So make sure that you give them some love. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, everybody, for supporting me. God bless you, and have a good day.
Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much
for joining us, and we're really, really glad to be with you. As you know, this is commercial-free, censorship-free, and you are listening to the watching the Doug and Dave Intel Report, and we're flying solo tonight without a guest, and for good reason. Our guest is Janet Yellen. Janet Yellen. I mean, what a freaking loser this person is. How grossly incompetent. And we're going to talk about overconfidence. And Doug and I were talking about a little bit about our athletic backgrounds. And I was telling him about games I had coached and had played, coached against teams that were superior, but they were arrogant, cocky, made huge mistakes, and you get your butt kicked. Tonight, Arizona's licking their wounds because Arizona University is one of the best teams in the country in NCAA basketball, probably about the second, third, fourth best team, and they lost to lowly Princeton tonight, a non-scholarship school coming from a bastion of liberal sissies, and they beat. You just can't afford to be arrogant. You have to be on your game all the time. And we're going to talk about how right now I think the Biden administration is making huge mistakes. They're going to culminate in the waking up of the people of this country. Doug, I'll just throw it over to you to get your reaction.
Well, it's kind of like what we were talking about earlier. You know, it seems like the Biden administration is literally trying to start a civil war. I mean, look at the craziness from 2020. The stolen election, the whole COVID-19 debacle thing. Then you have all the stuff with Hunter Biden and the Epstein stuff that comes out. And then we have what's going on in Ukraine. Now what's going on in Taiwan with China. The banks are starting to collapse. Food's been running out here and there. We had a huge gas shortage with a huge gas price spiking. And now Biden's coming out and saying, oh, by the way, I'm coming for your guns before I leave office. Like, man, have you tried like solidarity lately? You know, maybe trying to reach like a mute point with everybody so that we can all go, okay, you know, we can at least agree upon this one thing. But he attacks Christian fundamentalism too. Here he is, you know, telling Comedy Central, of all places, for the president to be interviewed on, that Ron DeSantis is committing a gross sin by denying trans kids the ability to have health coverage or whatever. And I have a bunch of videos that I'll be putting on my show showing the lunacy of these people. But, you know, what crap? What absolute crap? And Biden's the perfect puppet for all this to be, you know, taking place right now. You know, I don't think under Donald Trump that we would lose control of Mexico. But we did under Biden, you know, and I don't think that under Donald Trump that Russia would have moved in on Ukraine and that China would have moved on or continued to try and move on Taiwan, let alone, you know, be talking smack exactly to our face. And you know, I like Trump, but I don't think Trump's the Messiah. But I do agree to an extent that internationally Trump did very well. But I just know that if you're going to have a king, and that is what the president is, he is the king of this empire, and America is actually an empire. Your man in charge has to, one thing, realize that he is in charge, okay? Not his puppets, not the vice president, not Congress. He's in charge. So he needs to also be negotiating with Congress and with everybody else. He needs to be meeting what our standards are, because we're the ones putting them in charge, though none of us voted for Biden, right?
Wrong business model.
Yep.
For this Bolshevik communist ideology.
I mean,
of theirs.
He's the perfect guy to destroy what we got.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a unifier in chief. You know, I mean, I would take back the drone strike in chief at this point. You know, I don't know.
I think he's actually running the country. Honestly, I do believe Obama and Susan Rice are running the country.
Oh, I do too. I do too. Yeah, I think they're running the country straight into the ground. But isn't that the point, though? Nobody wants a unified America. Nobody wants a strong America. They definitely don't want to make America great again, and they don't want to make America Christian again either.
See, that's two things that they fear. Because if you make America great, then we're going to become rich again. And then we're going to become the most powerful nation militarily, politically, financially. Institutions will become the most powerful here in America. We'll have the best health care. We'll have the best education systems. But we've lost sight of all that. Instead, we went woke and got broke. And Joe Biden will forever go down as the president, the woke president that broke America. And I think, I don't know, maybe you can weigh in on this. I think if we allow this fool to be in office a second time, America will not be able to come back from it.
I think we're past the point of no return right now, Doug. I don't think we're going to get to a second. I don't think we're going to get to a second term. And I think they know this. The people are waking up exponentially. My emails reflect how much America is waking up. I'm seeing things, cogent, intelligent presentations from average people who are getting it. They see what's happening. And I'll just remind you of a social psychology statistic. SNARC, S-N-A-R-C. I forget the acronym, but they do social psychology research. And one of the things they've looked at extensively is, when does a movement become a passion, a fad, and overtakes the country? And they found repeatedly it's when 10% of the population embraces that particular viewpoint. Now, that's been retarded. I think we're way past 10%, but the mainstream media has blunted a lot of this. But the mainstream media has its limits of effect. And the way they're going right now, there is going to be a mass consciousness arising, and it's underway right now. And people are going to say, we're not doing what you tell us to do.
Well, right now we have billionaire investors who are issuing dire warnings about the U.S. economy. California Bay Area is going to start banning gas furnaces and water heaters. San Francisco is about to give $5 million to every resident that's black. You know, we have a completely porous open border. No one's doing anything about it. You know, we're setting ourselves up for failure. I mean, the bad part about this is that I can only continue to add on the burdens of the issues that are happening. I can't take them off and replace them with something positive, because there has been nothing positive lately. There's no solidarity in America. This administration, well, it just seems like they won't allow it. They won't allow it.
Well, that's their purpose. They have to have blacks hate whites and gays hate straights and so forth. And they have to manufacture these artificial. I saw a billboard today, and it said, racism is for racists. Everybody else is a pretty decent person. And I totally agree with that sentiment. They have made their mistake. They are so arrogant because they control the centers of power. They think that they have won and they can act any way they want. Biden is unveiling the entire agenda. Collapse the economy, weaken the military so we lose wars, destroy the banks, take away people's savings, control food, false flags to destroy the infrastructure, like all the mass derailings. Another one just took place yesterday. They're doing everything out in the open, and you're right. Biden says, I'm taking your guns. This, they underestimate the backlash that's coming.
Well, you know, with the revelation of what happened from January 6th now.
Yes.
And the lying in court while on the stand from an FBI agent trying to hide evidence of what they did at January 6th. And we're not seeing anything done from it. You know, here's an exclusive report. Internal Capitol Police email court testimony reveals that senior official knew 3 million people might attend the January 6th rally. So when Nancy Pelosi says, oh, this just kind of got sprung upon us, we didn't know about it, they knew very, very long in advance, and they never prepared for it. If anything, here's what's very devious. is internally the command structure that was in charge of the Capitol knew what was going to happen. The FBI briefed them it was going to happen, so they also knew as well. But they never prepared the Capitol Police. Not even the chief of the Capitol Police knew it. So they purposely kept them in the dark. Now, why would that be? And you fuel all this fire with all the different rhetorics of Trump trying to take over Congress. He was trying to, overthrow what was going on. And what you did was these people, they fed the Capitol Police a whole trough full of manure and said that these people over here, MAGA country that's coming out to you to protest, is really your enemy. And then you insert about 30 to 60 people from Antifa to get the party started, to start throwing the blows and the debris at the cops, to get the cops pissed off because, hey, man, we don't like this stuff getting thrown at us. And then the riot agents gets used, and then everything just falls apart. So everything that was probably should have been peaceful protesting and maybe some rapping on the doors then gets hijacked. Like what we have said all along, January 6th was hijacked and that the feds were in on it. We knew that from the very beginning.
We're leaving one thing out. Trump has four witnesses in a meeting and Milley's the only one that continues to lie about it, where they said Trump wanted to bring in 20,000 National Guard troops for security.
Yep.
So they wanted this to happen. They had a multi-purpose in J6. One is they wanted to say, this will happen to you if you protest. That was number one, I think. Number two, they had to destroy the election fraud narrative by putting criminal behavior on the protesters. And so I those were the two main purposes of what they did.
They also demonized everybody by saying, hey, look, these are insurrectionists, domestic violent extremists, domestic terrorists. Here's another bill that we can pass to, make sure that this never happens. And on top of that bill, we'll give more enforcement power to the FBI and these other federal agencies. And we'll give the intelligence communities more capabilities to then be able to spy upon American citizens. It fulfilled a goal. 9/11 fulfilled a goal with the Patriot Act. January 6th was just kind of like, hey, let's expand the Patriot Act, but Congress will never approve it, so now we got to force Congress to do it. And we can expand it just enough so that we can control what everybody says. Because that's what January 6th was about. It was about the eventuality of the government saying, you can't speak like this, it's dangerous. That's what it came down to. They're scared of your First Amendment. And they're scared that you're going to call bullshit on them, so then they want to take away your Second Amendment. Tell me I'm wrong. You know, anybody out there in the comment section, anybody out there listening, any of our detractors, tell us we're wrong, that we're looking too deep into this. Tell me that there's no conspiracy here, that Donald Trump was a bad actor, everyone in MAGA is bad, and that the Bidens and the wokest, because they're not leftists anymore, they're just the wokest. The wokest party is where America needs to be, and this is the evolution of the American society. Go ahead and tell me that lie, because that lie is what's eventually going to lead to the destruction of America. So we already have half of America who believes that. Half of America believes that we should be destroyed.
Yeah, I look at this a little differently. I think America has already been destroyed on many fronts. I think this could serve as a galvanizing point to rally. That's how I'm looking. It's an opportunity.
Oh, it's an opportunity, but we're not destroyed yet. I'm telling you, man, I've been to those countries where I've seen destruction. When your world ends, your daily world ends, then you're living in that second tier, third tier country status. When you can't turn the lights on, okay, now you've reached it. When you can't just go and get you a Happy Meal for your kids and a double, a Big Mac cheeseburger, whatever, with a large Dr. Pepper. When you can't just drive down to the street without driving by an improvised explosive device, an ambush, some sort of a firefight or a huge riot with half the city on fire. Because that's, what, a quarter or more of the countries around the world currently? When America looks like that, your world has ended. And you are now in a new world that 90% of Americans, Dave, are not ready for. More especially those in charge with the D's and R's in front of their names. The ones who keep wanting to send you to war, but they'll never pick up the sword and go and fight themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They know the eventuality. Like these people that are politicians, though most of them are dumb, they're actually quite intelligent, but they're dumb at the same time. They make dumb decisions and they let their mouth overload that checkbook that they keep writing the blank checks on. But you got to understand that they have enough historians and experts, subject matter experts around them at all times to steer and guide their decisions. But they're not listening. We're on the precipice of World War III. We're on the precipice of a Great Depression again. We literally do not have enough arms now to repel an invasion. Oh, and by the way, your southern border just got lost. They're joining the BRICS nations. So what are we going to do now? Insert the next pandemic. That way you get confused by everything else that's going on and locked down. You know, I think that's probably one of the next things to roll out, because
I have some information on that.
Well, while we're talking about all this, we gotta understand. And just like 7 or 8 months from now, 2024 will be here and the election cycle will begin and holy hell will break out in this country.
I don't know that we're going to get that far, but I have some information that's come out. This minor think tank group that I participate in kind of off the books, and that's really all I'm going to say about it. We've been talking about this since 2014, but it's come into reality now. In 2014, when we had the first Central American large-scale invasion from illegal immigration, we saw Ebola come into the country, and we had designated parts. I covered this extensively, and I was reminded of this a couple of days ago in this think tank group. Dave, do you remember Crusell Laboratories? Yeah. You showed that they have a vaccine for Ebola. And I said, yes, that's true. And then I scrubbed the results, but I have the hard copy in my files and also on my website. And I published it twice. And then I was reminded of the fact that you also showed the patent, the CDC, which is like a public-private corporation, like the Federal Reserve, that they hold the patent to Ebola. Well, you can't hold a patent to Ebola unless you've modified it, because you can't own something in nature. And yes, they do have that. So they have the cure. They have the patent to profit on demise. And one of the pieces of intelligence that's coming back to me now is they said to me, one of the shipments I did report on, and Paul Preston followed up on this, Hunter Biden and Devin Archer took pathogens to Wuhan. I thought it was just COVID for the longest time after the outbreak here in this country. I didn't know what it was in 2014, 2015 when I reported on it. But Doug, here's what I have now found out from the people that I associate with. They're working on number two, and number two was delivered years ago to Wuhan. And number two is hemorrhagic fever combined with smallpox. Effectively, they're creating an Ebola agent. And this is why they did the patent. This is why they did the vaccine. And this is what I believe is coming next. This, I don't think they're going to go to UAPs and Project Bluebeam at this point. I think they're going to ship a deadly, deadly pathogen to this country, because they know how the people are on the verge of standing up. And here's the one thing they can't afford. I've heard this from a number of people, including people who are close to me, really close to me, where they're saying they've had discussions with base commanders, division commanders. They're not going to follow the Joint Chiefs when the poop hits the fan. I don't know if you're getting this or not, but I'm getting it very clearly, and I have for about a year. And they don't want the American military to wake up. This is why they did Jade Helm 15, 16, and Robin Sage, because they practiced against a military not following orders from the Joint Chiefs that have sold out to China. Go ahead and react to that.
Well, and since then, the military has grown grossly woke.
Yeah.
Since those operations. And if anything, if you had another Jade Helm right now, possibly with the current state the military's in, you may have a very different approach to taking Americans into captivity and executing them. I'm not saying that the military is going to do that. I'm telling you that there's enough leftists in the military chain of command right now to make your military members have to decide what side to be on.
Yeah, I reviewed a few weeks ago, a couple weeks ago, on my website, FM39.4, which is basically the organizational structure with FEMA camps, but it had some holes in it. And I pointed out one of the holes was, what are they going to do with dead bodies? I mean, people are going to die in captivity. So they had nothing there. Well, Craig Sawman Sawyer contacted me here. Let me pull this up here. He talked about, I'm not going to get into the details he gave me with connections about who owns what, because I don't have his permission. But he said, we searched Fed BizOps for various construction camps, and we saw FEMA camps with highly secretive elements for the contracts. It seemed bizarre that a FEMA camp design and standards would be so highly secretive, even evolving into the nature of contracts and requirements, even creepy. And he went on and talked about, let's put it this way. He left me with the distinct impression that FEMA camp incarceration is very much on the table right now.
At this rate, I wouldn't be shocked if it was another man-made disease outbreak, and then they blamed it on aliens attacking us.
I don't think it's going to be aliens. Let me put it to you this way. I think the FEMA camps are going to take the form of EFS 8 through 14, something I've covered extensively, Celeste has covered it extensively, and I think what it's going to be is, well, let's go back. The original ESF regulations were HHS, Human Health Services, and the UN combined. And they were setting up quarantine camps based on two executive orders. One was an original Bush order, and then Obama made it more widespread, where if you had sniffles, they could tuck you away. Well, I went into the participating organizations in 8 through 14, and here's what I found. There were 17 federal agencies that were involved in these so-called quarantine camps. Not one of them was a medical facility, Doug. Not one. No Doctors Without Borders, no CDC, no NIH.
No, the detention centers.
It was all about law enforcement.
Yep, I know. I was part of it. It's all detention centers. It's places where we have what we call an overflow of people.
Yeah.
You have to open up new things. Let me put on my villain hat for a second.
Well, hold on. Before you go there, I just want to finish one thought on this. People are, and I want to get your reaction to this. These are extermination camps designed as quarantine camps, and people are going there to be murdered.
So let me put on my villain hat.
Well, the answer to me on this, do you agree with that?
No. Nope.
Okay. All right. Let's hear it. Let's hear the other side.
Auschwitz and Dachau were too in your face. There's too much information about it, and too many people understand it. All right. Once you get on the trains and you get sent to the camps, eventually you get sent to the showers or the furnace, right?
Exactly.
However, you unleash a disease that greatly affects everyone who, by the way, most likely took the shot. And they start dying left and right. And then you open up shield centers, because that's what it's called, is a shield center by the CDC. And it will be a place where it's clean, it's contagion-free. You have to take tests to prove that you don't have the contagion before you go in, and it creates a them versus you. Oh, by the way, we're going to take care of you. We got places for your kids to play. We got an ability for you to continue your education and religious practices. We got food and water and shelter and all that good stuff. Now, you can live here with us under our rules, or you can stay out there in the wild with all the infected people and the roving gangs in the blackout zones. Take your pick. Now, does that sound more inviting than FEMA death camps?
Well, I think what I was saying was they're not telling people they're going to the death camps. They'll be tricked into going.
But here's the thing. Do I need a death camp?
As the government?
Yeah. Think about this. If the overall goal is to invade America, right? And we're talking about eventually other countries running these camps. Because Americans are going to turn on Americans. Military will turn on military. Law enforcement will turn against their handlers.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be open war. It'll be territorial conflicts, probably between city and city and state and state and county and county. And eventually you're going to have areas of refuge. And the more people you get on your side, join your area of refuge, then the bigger you can amass an army. So just like how the Nazis used the Jews and used all the other ethnic groups and religious groups as their forced labor workers, wouldn't you, if you needed to take back territory, wouldn't you use them as your forced labor volunteer, military to go and take back places or to re-secure places? This is one of the reasons why we've talked about, if they really wanted to hurt America during an invasion, release all the prisoners. Nobody's ready for that. I try to think about these things very tactically. What is easier to do? Is it easier to kill a million people, or is it easier to feed a million people and have them go and kill a million people?
There's so many ways to go with this. I used to interview a lady. She was the first female guard at San Quentin, and her name was Barb Peterson, and she was really at the top of a lot of this controversy. She said in her training in San Quentin, they were told that if society had broken down and there was going to be no one left to manage the prisoners, they were instructed to execute them. You think that's been changed?
Yeah.
I do too.
I think that's been changed because the mentality of America has been changed, man. We've been gutted and replaced. There's very few people like us who listen to us, who believe like us, that we have a strong Christian foundation, that we should love one another as Christ loved us, as he told us to love each other, and that, to uphold the Ten Commandments and to fight like hell for this country while we still have the ability to. Instead, you have half of America who has embraced Satanism. They live a reprobate life. They are anti-Christ, anti-patriotic, anti-America. And many of them now, even though they don't know it, embrace communist views. Let the next couple events unfold and see just how polarizing Americans are. And then you're going to have a choice. If you were the bad guys, you're going to have a choice. Like, listen, we can only stage so many riots and set so many cities on fire and, set up so many different guys to be killed by cops or whatever the next conspiracy is, until eventually we need to decide, are we doing this or are we not doing this with taking over the country? Or are you just slowly boiling the frog in the pot and eventually everyone will just not care anymore? When you look at the facts, I think we've been the frog in the pot for quite a long time. And Americans now are conditioned enough to hurt other Americans and to not seek de-escalation that if a civil war happened, America splits in half. However, it's not going to be North versus South. It's going to be city versus city, neighbor versus neighbor.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. It's ideology versus ideology. Yeah. Marjorie Taylor Greene actually addressed this briefly, and I think she was told to shut up because I thought she should have expanded on it. She said that we're headed towards a time when we'll have a red America and a blue America. Well, that implies what we're talking about here,
and
very clearly.
She and a few others have been talking about this need to have a national divorce. That's the and listen, I know it sounds very poetic, but that's one of the stupidest things that you could ever do.
Can't do it.
No, you can't.
You have to have contiguous geography, and that doesn't exist.
You may tell you like a really hard decision. I was actually talking with a couple veterans over the past few nights. We've been at the gym. We've been talking about all this stuff. That's pretty much what the gym has become, is like the local hangout and complaint center. Because so many people, you know, really are concerned about what's happening. And honestly, at times, maybe the best thing we could do is to have a dictator in a military uniform who takes over and says, listen, this group of people are going to destroy our country if we do not arrest them, put them in a containment center somewhere, and then start going after all their cronies until we solve all these things, all these things that are disrupting the normal operations of America and threatening the Constitution of the United States. We should declare martial law until we root out the problem. That's one option.
We effectively got that on September 1st with Biden's satanic background speech declaring half the country to be domestic terrorists.
See, and there's the problem. The problem is they did it first, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Instead of our guys in the Pentagon, which is where this should be led, instead of our guys saying no, We are not going to allow you to destroy America to start World War III. I mean, whenever the Pentagon just recently figured out or found out that it was Joe Biden and the CIA who decided to blow up Nord Stream pipelines 1 and 2, how many between private and lieutenant general just figured this out and says, hold on, why are you trying to get us into a war with Russia? We're not ready to recruit to replenish ranks yet. We're not ready to even beef up manufacturing to replenish 5 years worth of tactical assets that you've sent over to Ukraine, which has now found its way in Iran and Afghanistan and in Pakistan. Oh, and by the way, in China. We're not ready for it, but they're going to continue to do it until we're in World War III. And just like Zelensky said, your sons and daughters will come over to Ukraine and fight and die.
Like hell.
Yeah. Hey, and it's just another reason for civil war, isn't it? When the draft starts.
I'll just put it this way. Civil resistance. That ain't happening.
You say, well, you got to understand that we had civil resistance on January 6th, and it was subverted.
Yeah, but the kids weren't at stake. There's a big difference. No,
this is true. And you never know just how far someone will go in order to protect their family or not allow themselves to go, or to say, you know what, that's it. Me and my group of guys have decided that we're going to go when X, Y, and Z kidnap Governor Whitmer, like, you know, the way the FBI did, because it was the FBI that did it. And then you have a great target to then demonstrate to all of America on mainstream media, look, it's the right wing that's trying to start the civil war. It's the right wing that are the true domestic terrorists. Disregard 50 states on fire by two groups of people.
Controlling the narrative is only going to carry you so far, though.
But propaganda works.
Okay, but it's only going to carry you so far. Once they push the population to the point of physical resistance, the propaganda is not going to matter anymore.
Well, I think they would do that to the point that they would set themselves up for failure, to lose the first big skirmish, to lose a city, or, you know, whatever. You name, you know, whatever the the target
Fort Sumter.
Area.
Fort
All right, Sumter. Let's say a small military base or National Guard base.
Well,
right?
I'm just saying you sacrifice something of less strategic value, but it has a dramatic impact.
Yep. Because then you can go to the UN and say, hey, look, we're the most armed nation in the world, the most dangerous nation, the most dangerous people, and we need help. Our military is depleted. It's on a weakened status. We don't have enough people in shape to join the military. Hasn't all these things recently come out? So we now need the Kigali principles to be
mm-hmm.
enacted.
Mm-hmm.
We need our friends from the UN to come in. And I had this vision many, many years ago, and I can't believe I think it's actually a plausibility.
Well, I would say this, Doug. When the UN shows up, and I'm not even speaking for myself, when they show up with their blue helmets are targets. That's all I'm going to say. And I'm not saying I'm going to participate in it, as actually the truth is I'm too old to fight and too fat to run. But the reality is this, is that when you look at Americans and they've reached that point where UN troops are on their soil, that'll be a very dangerous occupation.
I mean, it will be, but we are going to do to ourselves what we did to Iraq. We're going to destabilize. We're going to start a civil war. Our currency is going to be destroyed. And then a overarching group or task force, whatever, is going to come in, swoop in, and lead America back to the light. And from there, we'll have a 20-year war of resistance, just like Afghanistan, Iraq,
Syria, all
the other places.
I've said
and then
that,
we'll be taken off the national stage or the international stage for the next 20, 30 years.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. I wrote an article probably around 2009, 2010, and I said, can your F-16s defeat our M-16s? And what I was talking about was how America was going to degenerate into a long-term Viet Cong strategy where we were the Viet Cong and we were fighting against occupation forces. And I said, this could go on a generation or longer. I totally agree with what you're saying.
Yep. Yep. And honestly, I mean, if you look at what we did in Iraq, we could have stopped that war much sooner, but instead we allowed it to go on because we enriched ourselves as we did it.
Well, the military-industrial complex and the political donors were enriched.
Well, who created ISIS?
Yeah.
We did.
Well, McCain plus the military-industrial complex.
Yeah, we created an enemy so that we can continue to fight.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. We're headed for... See, I don't think the Chinese are going to be successful in their extermination policies. But I will say this. There's going to be a lot of death and destruction that come. And this is, we're already an occupied nation politically and culturally. We're going to be an occupied nation militarily soon. And the reality is people will fight. At that point in time, people will fight. And you'll have a combination, I believe, and I've written about this too. One part of our society will be Bosnia. It won't be safe to go out of your house. People will kill you for a loaf of bread. And it'll be very, very dangerous. There'll be another side of America that will fight against an occupying force. And if the Chinese and the UN are smart, and I don't think they are, they will recruit Americans to police Americans so they're not in the line of fire.
Once again, there's your shield cities. That's mm-hmm. when you recruit people into the safe zone, the decontaminated, non-contagion zone, where you can have a job and you can get back to reality. And, you know, let's say they took over Greater Phoenix and emptied out every home that's there and all the suburbs and apartments and all that other stuff and the condos. And that's now a shield city. So as you come in, here's your apartment. Here's your condo. Oh, you're important. You get your own home. I mean, you know, people will do very scary things to have an element of their reality given back to them. They will compromise. And once you begin to compromise to a certain degree, it kind of has a snowball effect. That's what was happening. I mean, look what happened with Nazi Germany, man. It's the world's greatest example for why propaganda works, mind control works. This is where MKUltra was developed. This is why when the Nazis came back over here to America, they continued the research of MKUltra. And I'll tell you right now, Dave, they perfected it. They perfected MKUltra. And every one of you who gets on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and TikTok and YouTube and Rumble and anything that has other people talking where you hear their ideas constantly and you stop thinking, you stop reading books, you stopped reading your Bible, you stop praying because you watch cats and dogs playing pianos and you watch all this other stupid stuff that distracts you. You dumbed yourself down to the point that all you want to do now is be told what to believe and then to be entertained. And thus, we have reverted ourselves back to Rome as it is falling and burning, and Nero is fiddling while Rome is on fire. Your bread and circus. That's where you are right now.
I can't disagree. I think this is where we're at. Write a short prescription in the time we have left for what people can do in the short term to survive.
Honestly, train, prep, and pray. That's the only thing I can do. Get your body in shape because this stuff's going to happen. Make sure you are prepared for a financial U-turn that's going to happen in this country. So I would say make sure you have cash on hand. Cash will have a monetary value for as long as it has a monetary value. There's always going to be someone potentially who's going to see cash and say, okay, I'll still trade with that. But you better start understanding now how to barter. Because with the digital system that's coming, and they're working on that right now, that new Fed dollar will probably be rolled out before the fall. And when this happens, everything that you do is now accounted for by the government, by the auditors, by the artificial intelligence. Every time you go to buy a gun, it's marked down. That's why Biden just started a new executive order so that you have to do universal background. I think you have to do like 3 different background checks now. All right. Anything to make it harder for you to defend yourselves. So train, prep, and pray. Okay. Prepare financially, prepare physically, prepare spiritually. Make sure you're praying. And when I say train, I mean train your body, get in shape, because if bad things happen and your immune system's compromised, being in shape will help you live a little bit longer too. Oh, and you might have to run for your life.
I would say this.
But we're just doom porn, right? We're just doomsdayers over here.
Well, I think there's no question what we're talking about is in process. And if someone doesn't see that, they're not paying attention. I agree. I always say food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. And those are just the highlighted items. There's a whole lot more that goes behind that. You can't fully prepare if you haven't started yet. But you can be a lot farther along than you would be, and you increase your chances for survival. Right now, preparation equals survival, and I can't stress that enough to people. They don't get it. I've been doing our Noble Gold commercials on YouTube and on our radio station or podcast, and someone said, Dave, you're really hitting this hard. I said, are you paying attention to the banks? I said, do you realize there's going to be a day when you go to use your credit card at the grocery store and they're going to say you're denied? That day is very, very close. This is why people need to get out of the system. Yep.
When you can't feed your family, people are going to freak out.
Yeah, exactly.
And right now in Europe, they're already practicing for a ration card system. They're already preparing for it. You know, I mean, if it's going to happen in Europe, guys, it's going to happen here. You know, get your head out of the sand or stick your head further into the sand and keep your ass in the air, because one way or the other, you're going to be in trouble, and you can either prepare or not prepare. It's really up to you.
This is the clarion call, folks. And if you don't like it, I'm sorry. I apologize. But history will bear out the fact that we're giving you sound advice, and we're not going to take solace in the fact that we were right and other people were wrong. We're trying to save as many people as we can. That's our objective here. Doug, tell people how they can follow your good work.
So the American Vindictus Show, it's on YouTube, Rumble, and gsradio.net. We also have a website, www.americanvindictusshow.com. And make sure that you are signed up for the Doug and Dave Intel Report. That's on Rumble. That's all one word, Doug and Dave Intel Report. And that you're also paying attention to thecommonsenseshow.com and thecommonsenseshow.tv. As things progress and get worse, we're going to have a lot more information, a lot more experts come out. So hopefully we'll be able to help you in your preparation for these hard times coming. And other than that, man, yeah. God be with you.
Knowledge is power, and spiritual power trumps all. So here we go, folks. On behalf of my broadcast partner here on the Doug and Dave Intel Report, Doug Thornton, I'm Dave Hodges. We want to thank you for joining us. And please take what we're saying to heart. Put your own twist on it. But whatever you do, get yourself ready, because the war is here. We'll see you back here again next time. God bless.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Doug and Dave Intel Report. I just want to thank everybody right now for those of you who have been praying for me, who have been helping to support the show financially. We do need your help financially to continue to push the show forward and to continue to bring you good news and good pieces of information. If you do want to help support the show, please go to our GiveSendGo page and just type in American Vindicta Show. We also have a P.O. box where you can send any love offerings that you want to help support the show, and you can find that address at AmericanVindictaShow.com. We also have a merchandise store now at Redbubble. If you go to the website Redbubble and type in AV Merch Shop, that's M-E-R-C-H Shop, it should be able to bring you to the American Vindictus Show merchandise store, where you can buy hoodies and t-shirts. You can buy, you know, all different types of stuff that are offered there. You can get a Doug and Dave Intel Report shirt or hoodie. You can get a coffee mug or a traveling cup, or you can get yourself a American Vindictus Show shirt. We have multiple different things that are on there. So just want to let you know that we are working hard here to try and bring you new material, exciting stuff, and to continue to push the bounds. And I want to say that we want to break the paradigm, really, of the average podcast that's out there. That's the reason why I've been including Bible study in almost every podcast that we're doing now, because if there was ever a time when I have been saying train, prep, and pray that has ever come to fruition, I guess you could say, for yourself, it should be now. Now is the best time to always continue to reach out to God, to take your problems to the throne room, leave them at the feet of our Lord Jesus, and then to walk straight upright in faith and to spread the good news. The other thing is to make sure that you are training your body to get in shape, getting your mind in shape, getting your family in shape and involved in your training aspects of improving yourself daily, and also preparing. Prepare now for what is eventually going to be hitting America. Thank you, everyone, for your support. Thank you for listening to this show. Please spread it, and I'll see you next time. Stay frosty.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, "You will own nothing and you will love it." And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position. Really, for the first time in our history, we're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer: Ready Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare, alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it, Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
Mountain State Survival covers your basis for your planning, prepping, evacuation, bugging in, or bugging out needs. They carry anything from educational material, camping supplies, emergency services supplies, food, first aid, survival kit and equipment, shooting gear, survival gear, tactical gear. They carry it all. They got it in stock. Give Mountain State Survival a ring. That's mountain-state-survival.com. Get this type of supplies while you still can. 304-517-6935. Mountain State Survival is one of the only places that I know of currently that is still carrying the delicious Peak Refuel meal that is ready to eat. It's personally the only thing that I eat at this point whenever I go out camping. Whenever we have any type of emergency or disaster situation, that is the meal that I stick with. And you can find that at mountain-state-survival.com. Use RECKER5 for a 5% discount on your overall purchase. That's RECKR5. Mountainstatesurvival.com.
This show on the Heroes Nation app. Heroes Nation is the Heroes Nation app you can download in the App Store. It's up and coming. They got a lot of cool information on there. That is the main backup site so far for the American Vindictus Show. We'll also have some stuff on there that won't be on YouTube. It won't be on Rumble. It'll either be only on the GSRadio.net, who is the host of the American Vindictus Show, or it will only be an exclusive for Heroes Nation. And with that, I mean, you know, stuff that we're doing with the cave exploration, with the archaeological stuff. I'm going to start getting into a lot of paranormal talks and, you know, coming at that from my law enforcement and Christian perspective, and be having guests on, and that will be exclusive to Heroes Nation. So make sure that you give them some love. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, everybody, for supporting me. God bless you, and have a good day.
All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. end of transmission.